coping mechanism.
No, that's not what I wanted.
What do you want?
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
Good.
Just wanted to call and discuss a deal that I had sent over to you directly. That PCS Aerospace and Marketing.
Let me pull up. PCS,
sure.
Right?
P-C-S. Yeah, you got it. How's everything going on your end?
Good. Good.
Yeah?
How are you doing?
Good. I know we just funded a transportation brokerage.
Oh, my God.
Services. That one was a tough one to
that
get done.
That was a tough deal. That's what I told Kara. I talked to her a million times, by the way.
I know.
And I said, you know, it's not that it's a $250,000 deal, because I funded a $250,000 deal with you guys last month that went smooth. I said, this is a tough deal. There's just so many moving parts. You got five owners.
Right.
You got tax returns that were 200 pages. You got three separate kind of entities. One's paying a management fee to the other. They just funded through BFS on the service staffing company.
Yeah. A lot of moving pieces.
It was really tough. All right, balance too high. It was declined for.
Yeah.
It shows, I actually looked at this one. Breakout.
Okay.
Did I send this to Anthony? I don't know if I did that. But anyways.
I know
that,
like,
breakout.
I know he was, like, trying to help me and follow up on some things with this one, but got some more information from the customer, and I wasn't sure if you guys were talking about the rapid balance or if you were talking about breakout capital.
There's two on here. That let me see. Breakout and rapid, yeah.
Okay.
RFS is rapid, isn't it?
Yep, it's rapid funding services.
Yeah. So
rapid's been paid off.
$6,500 October 20th. That's paid off?
October 20th? Okay. So that was something weird. Okay, $65K with Rapid?
Yep, on October 20th.
Okay, so weird, because we got a zero balance letter from Rapid effective the 14th. So that was something that I had sent over to you, but I don't know where that $65K is coming from, because I don't see it in either of their bank accounts.
Yeah, what we have is, I'm going to actually email you the note from the underwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
So I don't know if it's like the customer's maybe, you know, trying to pull a fast one or like, you know,
didn't tell us
everything up front, but they were able to provide a zero balance letter from Rapid, so it just confuses me that they would have received another loan just right after paying that one off.
No, I know. But that's what it looks well.
Okay.
In October, on each bank statement, they took out another MCA. Bank statement 6. Let me just send it to you. So reading it to you.
Okay. Sure.
I actually put it in an email and they read it. So on bank statement 6653, there's an advance on October 20th for 6512 from RFS. And then on bank statement 1357, breakout deposit 38087 on October 14th.
All right.
So both sets of bank statements, there was advances, it appears.
Well, so for, let me take a look at 6653, because I did see that as well. It looks like it's $6,512.
Yep.
That's what you're showing, right? So that's not an advance. What the customer explained was that there was like some kind of like overage that they were charged, like Rapid debited them past the day that they paid off, and so that was a refund to their account.
So it was a plus? Hold on, I just lost this.
Yeah, so 6-5 on 10-20.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
I clicked out. I opened up the bank statement, and then I clicked the wrong button. And
no worries.
Out the deal. All right, I'm back in. So let me go to, it's on bank statement 6653.
Yeah, you got it. So on the last page.
Hold on. Hopefully it is October 1st, not October last. Because you guys gave us all the way back to May. It's pulling up. It goes sometimes slow when it's pulling banks.
That's okay.
Okay. It is, yeah, I got October 3rd. Okay, so right. October 20th. Let me look.
So there's a credit to the customer for $6,512.
Oh my gosh.
The customer said that was a refund because Rapid had debited them past the 14th when they had paid off completely. So they were just refunding the customer the overage from, you know, charging them too much. I know it probably looks confusing because I question that too, but that's what the customer story is. And the zero balance letter is dated 10/18.
Okay. Can they get something to show that was a refund? Well, that's what we're going to ask for. I just could almost guarantee it. You know, something saying that, you know, just an overage, the debit credit on October 20th.
Okay.
Paying, and if you give me that, I'll be able to push this through.
Okay. And then the breakout capital balance.
Before I say that.
Okay.
Just make sure I'll be able to push that through because I never got to that point. Never mind. See, sometimes when it gets declined, it got to the point where in the system
mm-hmm.
where an offer was generated and then it was declined, or sometimes it's declined before an offer. So the reason why I wanted to look is that I would know if, well, it could even go up to like the 70 or whatever is needed, 60 or whatever. You know what I mean? To cover the 50-50 rule after paying off the other one. But it didn't get that far.
Okay.
So they declined it early in the game.
Does this one look like a file that, you know, would score strongly for you guys?
Yeah, I think so. It's in Florida, Miami, a little high-risk area for us. So that might pull down
the offer.
But let me look at the bank statements. I can't even put them in. I didn't even get to that point. What's the total deposits like? Do you have that?
Let me pull up my Excel.
Together what they are approximately.
All right. 1 second. All right. Okay, so in looking at PCS, I'm just looking at the other bank account. It's not the one ending in 6653. 6653 looks like that one only generates about $300K in volume, but then the other bank account, it's the BB&T bank account. That one is doing over a mil.
Okay, you should be fine. We should be able to push it up high enough to do that 50-50. So, yeah, give me the letter stating that that was an overage that was refunded versus a cash advance. And I should be able to push this through and get an offer, as long as there's no other hiccups, like a criminal that I don't see, because that's not in the system yet. But we should be fine.
So for breakout capital, though, I guess that one's like a monthly payment that the customer's making.
Okay.
That was just advanced to them at the end of October in the BB&T account. Do you think that one is going to be considered a competitor balance?
No. If it's on a monthly, usually I can push it through. The only time I can't is we've added a new functional little rule that if the payment is more than 25% with that and our new one, the deposit volume, then we require it to be paid. So.
Okay. Yeah,
but I don't think it will be with those bank statements. It's not. I don't think it could be anywhere close to that.
Okay. So yeah, I just see the. Okay, I just see the advance from breakout coming in on the 14th in that account, but the rep said that this is a monthly, like a short term but monthly payment kind of deal. So just wanted to run that by you. Okay.
I should have paid either one off.
Okay. So all you're looking.
The one isn't but the other one I don't think I'll have to pay that either.
All right, so you just want something like an explanation or something from Rapid saying that it was a refund to the customer?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep, and then when you do send it over, say the other advance is monthly and, you know, just to remind me and send it to me when you do this and then I'll be able to push it through.
Okay.
So send me a reminder that this is a monthly payment that we talked about.
Cool.
for our conversation, you did not think it needed to be paid. And here is attached the letter from Rapid showing that that was a refund. And I'll push it.
That sounds good. I'll go ahead and work on that for you right now. Can I just discuss one more deal with you and maybe put that one on your radar? One that I submitted earlier today called Rosenthal Jewelers Supply Corporation.
Okay.
So that deal, they've got like about $99,000 out right now. It's $50,000 with NewLogic, $49,000 with a quarter spot. I know you guys can pay off up to two balances. And so max would be like 125 if we're to get the full boat 250 approval, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can actually look at it right now. I think it's in here. It's in the system. I don't know where it's...
Yeah, I just like submitted it probably within the hour. So it's probably...
What's the... what's the...
The industry?
No. What's the address of the business?
So this business is also in Miami.
64 NE First Street?
Correct.
It's going to get declined.
Really?
It's been declined. We've had it. This is the third. Yours will be the third time it's been submitted.
Since okay.
15th, three different partners.
Bummer.
But balance too high. So let me just see what the max offer we did, because it was just, we got one on the 15th and one yours now, and one on the, so this guy's shopping everybody.
Yeah, I saw a credibly, you know, pull on his credit report, but that was from 2015, so, you know, not surprised you guys have seen this.
November 1st, November 15th, and, well, then yours.
What's the issue with this one?
Quarterly takes out, quarter spot takes out weekly remits of $33,000. And NewLogic takes out remits of $751. Let me just see what the open balance they said was $61,600 on November 1st. And right now my highest offer was like $64,700 only. So I don't think I'm going to be able to, I couldn't bump it up high. So this could probably be a decline.
Okay. How much did they qualify for?
Well, it's got a hit for the multiple MCA balances. It's got another hit for the Miami. So I'm actually only 60% of my max offer, which is 64,000, but still, even without that, I probably, the highest I'd be is about 90.
Okay.
Because of the multiple MCA. So it's still not even enough, even if I can get around.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's helpful.
Just look, though.
Yeah, should I wait for, like, the decline to come through the system, then?
Yeah, it's going to come through, because it's already in there. So I want, yeah, let's just let it work, it run its course.
Okay.
All right,
cool. Sounds good.
Let me go on the other one.
All right, I will. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Bye.